بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في الدلالة على خير والدعاء إلى هدى أو ضلالة. الحمد لله, in this chapter we will be discussing directing towards good. دلالة أو دلالة, when a person shows somebody else some good action, or he invites towards guidance or misguidance. Yesterday we did باب في من سن سنة حسن أو سيئة. Person who does some action, some deed, and he initiates it, he starts it, whether it's good or bad, and people then follow it. So even after the person leaves his world, people either follow the good that he had started and they are rewarded, and of course the person who initiated it, for every person who does the good action, he too will be rewarded. And if the person did something bad and he started something bad, for example we said he started a gambling den or a casino, and even though he passed away, all those people who will come there and indulge in the haram, he will get the sin for it. In today's chapter, it's not necessary the person did the action himself, but he just indicated towards some good action, and people started doing it. So here too he will be rewarded. قال الله تعالى وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and call towards your Rabb. And this is our job, our duty. We should be inviting towards good all the time. We should not be inviting towards evil. Allah Ta'ala says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izati al hasana." When we invite, we should be inviting or invite to the path of your Rabb with wisdom, with kind words. So with wisdom and wal maw'izati al hasana, and a good counsel. We should not invite a person harshly, but a person should be polite so that he feels like doing the action. Wa qala ta'ala, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. That Allah Ta'ala says that assist each other in birr, in good deeds and taqwa. A person is unable to do something, he's still weak, but if we assist him, we help him to do the good action, this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. We are Muslims, we help one another in birr and taqwa, in good deeds and in taqwa. We don't help one another in sins and causing conflict and fights amongst ourselves. وقال تعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير. Allah Ta'ala said there should be amongst you a group of people, an ummah, a nation that will call towards good. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants us to invite towards good, towards khair, and not towards evil practices. وعن أبي مسعود عقبة بن عمرو الأنصاري البدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله. رواه مسلم. Whoever directs towards any good shall receive a similar reward to that of the person who does the action. So you only merely indicated to a person, for example, to read tahajjud. So he began to read tahajjud. So when he is reading tahajjud, you are also getting similar reward of what he is doing. So it is so easy just to counsel a person, to tell a person do something good, and he begins to do that good, and you will also get reward for it. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من دعا إلى هدى. Whoever calls towards guidance, towards, كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه. So he will get the reward like the rewards of those who followed him. In other words, those who listen to his counseling, to his advice, and they begin doing it, so he gets reward like them. And as I mentioned yesterday, each one will get the full reward. For example, if person is doing some good action, he's giving charity, and he gets, for example sake, 1,000 rewards, so he'll get his full share of 1,000 rewards. And the person who told him about it, he also gets the full 1,000 rewards. It's not that the 1,000 rewards is shared between the two and each one gets 500, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stretches the full. Unlike us human beings, if we have to share something, we will give the person in proportion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loses nothing. He gives and he gives and he gives. He stretches the full. So he gives the doer the full reward, and the person who indicated towards that also a full reward. لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. And nothing is decreased in the rewards. ومن دعا إلى ضلالة كان عليه من الإثم مثل آثام من تبعه لا ينقص ذلك من آثامهم شيئا. رواه مسلم. And the converse, as I mentioned yesterday also, a person who invites towards misguidance, you show some person some bad thing, some evil practice, and now he begins to do that evil action. So this person who indicated the person towards evil, he shall receive a similar sin as to that person who followed his advice and followed what he told him to do without any decrease in their sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. There's two more hadith in this chapter. We'll do it next week inshallah. Let us take a lesson from these beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is so simple, so easy. Of course, we should have the niyat of doing the action ourselves. But sometimes you're advising your children, you're advising your congregation, you're advising your family, and you tell your son, your daughter, something good, and the person starts doing it, brings it into his life, then you will get all the reward for it. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.